How would you like to discover wealth strategies leveraging a personal CFO? Eric Brenner will tell us how. And what's so special about Eric Brenner is he is a private wealth advisor and the president and CEO of Hilltop Wealth and Tax Solutions, a fiduciary firm that integrates advanced financial planning with in-house tax strategy. And with over 30 years of experience, Eric specializes in helping high-net-worth individuals, including pre-retirees, business owners, and medical professionals, transition from saving and building to preserving and distributing wealth with confidence, integrating investment, tax, and legacy planning under one roof. So, Eric, please tell us, how can entrepreneurs have leverage wealth preservation strategies and leveraging a personal CFO to do it?
Welcome to Awakened Titans Podcast with Lily Patrescu. Mind-blowing conversations with influential business titans sharing how you can manifest abundance, love, joy, success through quantum awakening, quantum manifestation, quantum healing, quantum miracles, exponential business growth, and innovative products and services.
Yeah, well, you know, Lily, things have just gotten so much more complex in trying to manage everything from, you know, investments, tax, you know, am I saving enough? You know, for entrepreneurs, are they doing enough in their business? You know, do they have a plan in place besides their business? You know, what we've done is we've really created and work with people on a comprehensive basis because this is what we do every day. And so we help bring all of that together and making sure that it's, you know, working in unison for the best of really their future.
Thank you. Tell us more about your blueprint for helping entrepreneurs to leverage a personal CFO in order to preserve a lot of their wealth.
Yeah. So, you know, entrepreneurs often, you know, have a good CPA, you know, or they should have a good CPA. They have a good, you know, attorney. But, you know, the coordination of that often we find is missed. So, you know, by able to really helping entrepreneurs think about their business, but that's also beyond the business. You know, what is it that they really want to achieve with the business? Yeah, certainly it's income earned and so forth. But, you know, is there an enterprise value there? And then how do you go about, you know, making sure that you pay the least amount in taxes and be proactive? So there's reactive in taxes, and then there's the proactive piece in taxes. So by helping, you know, put together all of that for, you know, entrepreneurs and making good financial decisions.
Thank you. Give us some examples of wealth strategies really successful entrepreneurs tend to overlook despite already having, let's say, multiple advisors.
Yeah. So oftentimes what we see is a couple things I think of. One is that there's a layer of mitigation strategies, tax mitigation. So I'm not talking tax deferral. I'm talking mitigate your taxes this year. Or next year. And so, you know, these mitigation strategies used to be available for only the ultra wealthy, you know, these ultra wealthy families and individuals, entrepreneurs, and they utilized them. And believe me, they have teams of people that are really smart. They know the tax code and they utilize them because the ultra wealthy absolutely does not like paying more tax than what they should. And so those strategies, a lot of them have come down to we call middle income America. And so utilizing mitigation strategies in conjunction with their businesses to, you know, put more money in their pocket, that's one big piece. The other piece of it is, if they have a successful business, is, you know, saving and having a plan outside of their business, not just putting everything into the business, you know, having diversification with your business, other assets, you know, more comprehensive planning than just totally focusing on the business.
Thank you. Give us an example of three case studies of entrepreneurs you've helped that have been able to, you know, leverage some of your wealth strategies in order to keep a lot more of their wealth.
Yeah, so we've helped a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, make decisions on how to transition. So a case would be, an entrepreneur owns a business, it's a successful business. How do they now start looking at a transition? And so there's a lot of components to that. Who's going to take over the business? Are they just going to sell it to a third party? Are they going to sell it internally? How do they structure the sale? What's best of their interest so that they're getting the most out of it from a tax perspective, and whoever's buying it's also benefiting. So, we've had cases where we've helped people kind of navigate that. And sometimes, that takes not just 6 months. I mean, it can take years to kind of work through that process on how they do that. Then the other piece of it is, we'll have entrepreneurs that will sell their business, and not only do they have enterprise value in the business, but maybe they have some real estate. So, by really having a separate strategy for the enterprise and for the real estate, you really can help a lot in capital gains. You can help defer a lot of income and or mitigate a lot of tax. Most successful businesses have a lot of gain built up. What they've put into it, it is not a lot. It's sweat equity often, or the assets have been depreciated. So when they go to sell that, there's a lot of gain that's built up in that business. And how they structure that sale and then look at mitigating the sale, or mitigating the tax, really makes a difference.
Thank you. What are the worst things that wealthy entrepreneurs tend to do when it comes to their wealth planning?
Yeah, I think one thing is that they don't have a sense, nor are they guided as to having an overall plan. So they're into it, they're working on their business. Lily, that old saying, right? Working in your business or on your business. So they're working in their business every day, and they're not working on the business. And they don't have a guidance and a plan in place. That's number one. Then secondly is, as I said, diversification beyond the business itself. So not having everything within the business, and think about diversification overall on the business side of it. There are so many different retirement plans that can be established as an entrepreneur that can benefit your employees. But guess what? It can benefit you as the entrepreneur even more. I mean, you get even more of deductions and so forth. And oftentimes, when we put together those plans, the entrepreneur is saving more in tax money than what their benefits they're giving out to their employees, but it enhances the whole program. So those kinds of things are very, very important. And then the other piece is the tax piece. We do a lot of work with tax. We have a tax division in our registered investment advisory firm, and I tell people we don't hide behind taxes. And so, doing your taxes is putting numbers in the box. Proactively planning means looking at today, where are you going to land from a tax perspective, and what can we do this year to reduce liability, to reduce tax liability. So I think those are a couple of things that our entrepreneurs should keep in mind.
Thank you. You've probably got hundreds of wealth preserving strategies, but tell us your 10 commandments that are like really key places that you would like entrepreneurs to start with when it comes to planning their wealth well. What are the kind of things that you would have, let's say, some of your clients start with?
Yeah, I would start with a couple things from an entrepreneur's perspective. Number one is, if you have a successful business today, what is your succession plan? If something happened to you today, what would happen? What would it dry up? Is someone going to take over? So I think that's number one. Secondly is making sure that your business has, as we mentioned earlier, a good retirement plan in place that's competitive in nature, that's good for your employees, it's good for you. Are you taking advantage of the plans that are available? Third thing is, as I said, is this comprehensive plan overall, taking into account your business, but also taking into account overall your financial life. you know, that side of it. You want to make sure that this goes along with succession. You want to make sure that your estate's in order. You know, what would happen with your estate? This is true whether you're an entrepreneur or not. We want to make sure that your estate is in order. You know, if something were to happen to you, minimizing, where is it going to go? Minimizing estate taxes and unnecessary costs when you're passing on your estate. And then what I would take is the proactive approach, having someone guide you. You know, we do this all day long. This is what we do. And we have trouble keeping up. You know, there are tax law changes that happen right now as we're recording this. We're going through right now some probably major tax overhaul that's undecided yet from Capitol Hill, but it's constantly changing. And so you need to stay on top of that, and you need a professional that's working and doing that for you.
Thank you. What are your top hacks or things to consider for someone who's planning for retirement? If, let's say, they didn't have access to someone like you, what should they be looking at doing, putting in place themselves in advance of, let's say, consulting someone like you?
Right. So I think the first thing is, if they're planning for retirement, you know, do they have their savings under control? Are they saving enough to provide what they want in retirement? So I think that's a big one. And then secondly is, where are you saving it? So are you saving it in tax deferred that'll be taxable down the road? Are you saving it in tax free? Where are you saving it? And taking a look at what that mixture, what that percentage should be for you, would be another piece. Also preparing for the debt that you have, making sure that you have control of a debt. You know, as you get into retirement, to be minimal debt or debt free is obviously the best thing. So I think that those are pieces of it. And then I don't want to overlook the estate piece. You know, the estate piece, unfortunately, we talk about that, and that's when you're not here. But, you know, more than 50% of the new people that we see either don't have an estate plan or it's really old and it's not all in solid order. And we've just seen so many mistakes. And unfortunately, your beneficiaries, your kids, the ones you love, suffer when those things are not in order.
Thank you. What are the worst things that could possibly happen when, let's say, you don't have estate planning in place? And if you have some case studies where you have heard of something happening that was really terrible, tell us about that so that we can learn from that.
Yeah. So I think, well, there's a lot of worse things that can happen. If you don't have an estate plan in place, you know, that could mean even while you're still living, if you don't have the proper documents to make your healthcare decisions or to make your financial decisions and you're still living, but you can't make those, well, then what happens is decisions get hung up, decisions don't get made, it ends up in court, and there's just, you know, a lot of unpleasantry there. Beyond that, once it passes away, we have seen decisions where people didn't change a beneficiary, as an example, and they didn't want that beneficiary. It was an ex-spouse, or it was someone that, you know, they left 20 years ago, left the money, but now they don't want them to have the money, but they didn't change a beneficiary. That's where the money went. So we've seen money go to ex-spouses, ex-business partners, you know, other people that they didn't want to do, and they just didn't do the proper estate planning. So that is a piece of it as well. And then your beneficiaries do suffer. They suffer in the work that they have to do. Maybe the money's not going where you want it to go. So that is another piece that we see, you know, people make mistakes. So you talk about case study. We see it a lot where ownership, proper ownership, understanding how is it going to pass, and then unfortunately we've seen people that don't make the changes, and it costs their estate.
Thank you. What are the worst mistakes that you've seen happen, that you've heard of happen, where people have not put in place any wealth strategies, and some of the worst case scenarios have happened? Give us some examples of what could potentially go wrong when people don't have any plan in place for managing their wealth.
Yeah, I think one of the big ones right now that we see, if they don't manage their wealth, right? Number one is they don't have a good basis on making wealth management decisions when the markets do go down. You know, they have no plan in place. They make emotional decisions, you know, versus factual decisions, and it usually hurts them. So that's one big piece. Then the other big piece now is, it is not, it used to be 25 years ago, we could tell people, you'll be in a lower tax bracket when you retire. You're going to be in a lower tax bracket. And what I will tell you is that may not necessarily be true. We see a lot of people now at the same or even a higher tax bracket. And you say, why is that? Well, Social Security benefits are much higher today. It is not grandma's Social Security anymore, meaning it's not $800 a month. We see a lot of people with a substantial amount. If you have a couple that's worked and they've paid in the most into the system of Social Security, they will have a substantial amount in Social Security. They have savings. They have savings that have yet to be taxed in retirement accounts. And so what's required to take out from the government? So that'll push them. So we see a lot of mistakes where people aren't thinking about that pre-retirement, right? Thinking how that's going to look. And then they end up in a higher tax bracket in retirement.
Thank you. Can a personal CFO save you millions or, add millions to your bottom line? Or will a personal CFO end up costing you millions? And what would be the difference there? And what would need to happen for you to select the right CFO that will contribute significantly to your, to re you reducing your tax and or you generally planning better for your wealth for the future for yourself and your future generations?
Yeah, it's a great question. So a good CFO, a good comprehensive advisor, will save you hundreds of thousands, if not millions. They won't do that in making investment decisions, right? Giving you investment advice based on data and facts. They should do it in taxes. You know, Lily, it's amazing to me when I ask new clients, when's the last time your advisor asked for your tax return? Almost no one says they do ask every year. Most people say they've never asked for my tax return. There's been studies done that say 95% of advisors don't ask for a tax return. We don't know how you can actually manage someone's financial situation without a tax return. So we can save money in taxes, tax mitigation decisions, and it's really not a cost. It actually is a savings over time. There's actually been some studies done on what's an advisor, right? The value of an advisor. And the studies show that when you add it up, they could be 3 to 4%, right? They could add to your overall net worth by 3 to 4%, which is a big number for helping you and guiding you along the way.
Thank you. What else would you like entrepreneurs to know about wealth strategies leveraging a personal CFO?
Yeah, I think that it's important to know that, you know, we have access and experience. And so, as I said earlier, you know, if you're running your business or you're even just working, you know, you're in life, you're busy, right? And you're worried about the career that you're in and the business you're running. And as we know, entrepreneurs put in the time and they just don't have the time to actually get to be experts in the fields to help them. And so what we bring is we bring the expertise, right? We work with a lot of professionals and entrepreneurs. So we've seen a lot. Okay. We're the surgeon, right, on the financial side that we have helped hundreds and hundreds of people get to the top of the mountain and come down in retirement successfully. So we've done a lot of surgery in that way. And so it's really important that we bring the access to strategies that they probably have, some of them they probably have not heard of. You know, there's mitigation strategies that when we bring it up, to a lot of people, a lot of times they've never even heard of it. But just because you haven't heard of it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And so I think it's, you know, important to think about hiring that expertise. As an entrepreneur, you go out and hire other expertise on your team, bringing in other people. But this coordination and having someone on your team to help you through that, we think is a critical component to being a successful entrepreneur.
Thank you. Give us some examples of some strategies that you've implemented with some of your some of the clients you've worked with, and how has that panned out in terms of helping them save, I don't know, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars?
Yeah. So we talked earlier or briefly mentioned the retirement planning. So, you know, there are strategies that, you know, you could utilize a profit sharing plan, and plans in even smaller businesses today are much more economically affordable and they make sense. And you as the entrepreneur, the owner, could put in a lot more money. Okay. Save on taxes, and you can make a contribution to your employees, but sometimes the contribution to employees is really less than the taxes you saved. So you end up saving as an entrepreneur a lot more money. So that's one strategy. And then how you save money, we talked about that. You save it in pre-tax, after-tax, you know, how you go about that and manage that. That is also a massive, massive savings piece. And then the third thing is, on entrepreneurs look to, oh, I'm going to save money by running my phone through my business. I get to deduct it, or I get to run a car through the business, right? What do I write off? Those are all really important. Okay. So how, what you can deduct, how you can deduct, and all of that, really, really important. But mitigation means, okay, you've done all that. Now you're at a level of still taxability. You are successful. You're in a higher tax bracket. Where's the next layer? So we call it layering. So layering doesn't mean you pick one layer and you're done. Layering means you do this, then you can do this, you can do this, and it all adds up. So we see it on the front end about deductions, and entrepreneurs often, I'm going to deduct this trip and all of that. But what they don't do is they don't think about, okay, what are the other strategies that not necessarily is going to show up on my profit and loss statement, but it's also going to help me bottom line from a tax perspective.
Thank you. Tell us where entrepreneurs can connect with you to find out more about how they too can benefit from wealth strategies leveraging a personal CFO.
Yeah, so they can go to hireapersonalcfo.com. hireapersonalcfo.com. I've written a book, so they can get access to the book there, free access. They can read it. It's a really good read, but it's not a thick book. So in a couple, 3 hours, they can read it. It'll really give them some really good guidelines as they think about it. You know, the book is talking about managing your financial mountain. As you're saving, investing, you're going up the hill, you know, up the mountain. And then when you come down, that's really where it gets critical. And most mountain climbing incidents, when it happens, happens on the way down, not on the way up. So we try to help people avoid those real, real bad financial incidents as they come and down. So they can access this website, got all the information on there, and get a copy of the book.
Thank you.
Follow us for more interviews with world's most influential business titans, providing you with the insights to awaken to your full potential so you can get paid to be yourself, find true happiness, and manifest anything you desire.